Say, how many do we need to be?
Because we are going to adopt the report, we need to correct. But we will officially open the meeting now and allow other members to find us moving because time is against us. Morning, Honourable Member. Your afternoon, Honourable Members. The time now is 2 o'clock. It's the time that we have scheduled our meeting, understanding that it's a day that is very, very busy because we also have the budget speech. Before we really welcome everybody, I was informed that we have the new member, Honourable Ngwezi. Ngwezi. Who have joined us, replacing our late member, Honorable Mfayela. So let me take the opportunity first to welcome him to the family of the petition and executive undertaking. Honorable Ngwezi, if you are in, can you please show your face? You are welcome in this committee to be part of our family. I see that you are connected. He doesn't respond. Let's take it that he's having problems with the network. We will start our meeting without wasting time. You are all welcome, Honorable Members. You will recall that in the last meeting that we scheduled, we couldn't sit because of challenges that the committee faced. One, the non-availability of the minister, and also the pin number of members of the committee. Because of that reason, because we were to look at the undertaking of the Department of Small Business, and small business development, we couldn't. And we decided that we will reschedule the meeting for today in the afternoon. Unfortunately, even today, we ended up clashing with the budget speech. And you will recall that we have Minister of Small Development redeployed in the presidency. That means you now have a deputy minister only. And today is forced to go and attend to the budget speech on behalf of the department, including the DG. I'm summarizing this welcoming of you, also briefing you about today's meeting, that we won't be able to attend to the small business development undertaking because of that challenge. We will rather go straight to considering one of the programs that we had, petitions that we had, and also the minutes of the meeting. That's the process that we'll be following. In a way, I am also handling the whole issue of agenda of today's meeting, Honorable Members. I will stop there for your comments that we will not be having the minister or the DG. We'll look at our reports and also the draft program. Can I therefore have the comments from the Honorable Members without wasting time? Honorable Members? Am I audible?
Yes. Yes. Hey, you're audible, Jefferson. Jefferson, I want to agree that perhaps we can, while we pull off the first agenda item, we can deal with the, if we correct, let's just get a confirmation on that, but then we can deal with the adoption of the report, as well as the adoption of the amendment. Chair, thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Can I ask Mr. Mkhize to quickly tell us if we are correcting?
Mkhize,
are you in?
Yes, I'm in, Chair. Can you hear me, Chair? Yes, we are correcting for this meeting, so I don't hold to report 10 minutes, Chair.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Then that takes us quickly, without wasting time, to our report of the commission, of the committee. Our point two, consideration and adoption of the GATCOP petition. And I believe that we received all the information in good time, and our honorable members were able to look at the report and also look at the recommendations that we are putting forward. Can I then quickly have the comments from the honorable members? And we know the persons that were present who would be able to agree with the recommendations of the committee.
Chair.
Honorable members? Yes.
Yes, raise my
hand. Oh, you raise your hand. Okay. Let me go there and see the hand. Oh yes, I see Honorable Sheikh then.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, I think in terms of the report, I just picked up one sort of mistake or error.
Yes.
I think the identification of information is on just on page 7, the last paragraph.
Okay. Page 7.
The last paragraph where we're repeating that there was a general decrease in contact crime.
So there's a repetition.
Yeah, there's just a repetition there, so one of it must just come out. But other than that, Chair, I think in terms of the recommendation, I was okay with all the recommendations. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Any other hand? No. Can we therefore, if there's no other hand in terms of correcting the minutes, can we go straight to adopting the report as a true reflection of our meeting? A second to Honorable Sheikh.
I second, Chair.
Honorable Bartlett, second, and or. And Honorable Mthethwa's hand is up. Honorable Mthethwa?
Oh, I wanted to second, Chair. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. So we've dealt with our first set of minutes. Now we go to consideration and adoption of the progress report on executive undertaking made by Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs which was made on the 16th July 2020 in the NCOP. Can I then again check if there are corrections in terms of the report? If none, we get a person that will adopt as the true reflection of our deliberations as the committee. Including the recommendations that are there. I take them as read because we had them for a very long time. Can Honorable Sheikh, your hand is up.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I've been through the report and I find the recommendation and I also move for the adoption of the report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Kelly Mtamai,
And Honorable Mthethwa, your hands are up.
I second that, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ntamaye. I hope you were also going to second Honorable Mthethwa.
That's right, Chair. Thank you very much.
Can we then look at the considering and adoption of the outstanding minutes? Please flight the minutes so that you also see people that were present. You are moving very fast. And also look at the resolution of the meeting. Thank you very much. Also considered as read by honorable members. Can we then adopt the minutes?
I move, Honorable Chair.
So Honorable Bartlett is moving. I see two hands. I don't know whether there were previous hands. Kenim Samai and also Honorable Mthethwa, are you seconding?
I seconded, Chief.
That.
Thank you very much, Honorable Samai. Now our point five is the closure of the meeting. But before we close the meeting, let me first thank the honorable members for attending the meeting. I know it's a very busy day today, and also indicate that very soon we'll be recalling the meeting again to look at the Small Business Development Department executive undertaking, so that we close the chapter on that one. We'll communicate to you again in writing and continue to remind the members to attend the meeting. On that note, thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is adjourned.
Thanks so much, Chair.
Thanks,
Chair. And Amela, thanks.
Thank you, Chair.
Oh, the Melute one again, Sam.
Bengisho sihlalo uzokwamukela nje ngifike okokuqala emhlanganweni.
Honorable Ngwezi, I tried to check where are you. I did.
Ngiyathokoza kakhulu.
I even asked you to be called
No, I did.
Yeah.
Thanks, leadership. Bye.
Bye.